This is Agriculture Today.
Surging energy markets quickly becoming a cost story for U.S. ag as crude oil climbs on supply fears tied to the Middle East conflict and global shipping disruptions. Crude benchmarks rising sharply in recent sessions, with Brent, the global benchmark, leading gains and West Texas Intermediate following closely. Now, the move reflects both physical supply risk and market reaction as traders weigh potential disruptions to exports through key routes and reduced output across major producing regions. Historically, similar geopolitical shocks, including 08, 2011, 2022, produced short-term spikes before stabilizing once supply clarity returned. A potential strike at the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado, raising concerns about short-term disruptions to the cattle market as packers already operate with reduced capacity and tight supplies. Workers represented by United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 issued notice to terminate a contract extension effective March 15th. Allowing a strike to begin as early as March 16th if negotiations fail. The Greeley facility employs 3,800 workers, is a key hub for fed cattle processing. Now, the timing comes as packers continue to adjust operations amid shrinking cattle supplies. Tyson has already closed a Lexington, Nebraska beef plant, reduced production to one shift in Amarillo, and moves widely linked to margin pressure and herd contraction. At the same time, JBS breaking ground on an expansion at their Cactus, Texas facility. It underscores longer-term positioning across the plains feeding regions. U.S. ethanol production and exports strengthening last year, reinforcing corn demand and reshaping transportation patterns across major domestic and export corridors. Production up 2% from the year before, 8% above the five-year average, supported by large corn supplies, improved plant efficiency, and firm international demand. Rail remained the dominant transport mode, moving 68% of Midwest output, with shipments primarily routed to the East Coast, Gulf Coast, and West Coast fuel markets. Class 1 rail shipments up 1% year over year, 10% higher than the five-year average, though second half rail volumes declined slightly as some shipments shifted to truck and barge. Well, U.S. meat sales reached a record $112 billion last year as strong consumer demand, younger shoppers, and shifting meal trends supported continued growth across protein markets. Annual Power of Meat report from the Meat Institute and the Food Industry Association shows volume increasing 2% year over year, Millennials and Gen Z accounting for 67% of unit growth. More than 98% of U.S. households purchase meat. Nearly half of the shoppers say they're preparing more meals with meat or poultry. It's Agriculture Today.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
When we see like Mayor Mondami in New York, part of that is disaffected, mostly younger people who have given up on the system. And when you see the exact numbers, 38% of American households have no exposure to the equity market. So for the next 4 years, every child born is going to get a Trump account, $1,000 from Treasury. It's going to go into an S&P fund. It is locked up for 18 years.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
We're going to do a ton of financial literacy, but I think more importantly, it's going to be a real-time experiment because now every family is going to be able to look on their phone and they will care what the stock market's doing. Is it going up or down? Is it? And all those accounts can be topped up. Any child under age 18, family can open one. They won't get the $1,000, but Susan and Michael Dell are actually giving the money to the bottom 80% of income zip codes, and it's for the kids who aren't getting the $1,000. So I think it's going to, I mean, it's an amazing amount. When the president announced it, he looked at Michael and said, you know, Michael, $250 million is a lot. But right. You did $6,250,000,000. Yeah. And so it's about $250 for every child in America who is not in the top 20% zip code. So you can adopt a school district, you can adopt a zip code. There are lots of ways to do it. It's available to the children when they turn 18, or you can roll it into a retirement account and then let it roll to 60 or 65. And then studies have shown, when we hear a lot about food deserts of families not being able to have access to good nutrition, there's also a financial services desert. And if you think about 25 or 30 million of these accounts being open, then all of a sudden Christmas, birthdays, relatives can just drop in $20 each month. And I just think this is a game changer. I think it's going to get everyone interested in the markets. My experience studying financial history is people who own part of the system don't want to bring down the system. Mm-hmm. And I think it just does create this new enthusiasm. I think this is going to be the most important program since Social Security in terms of financial security, because for working Americans, Social Security is the bedrock of their retirement. It's the defined benefit plan, guaranteed monthly payments. But then on the other side, you will be getting this lump sum, and at age 60, or if you want to take it out, whether it's $5,000-$10,000 from just the original $1,000 and compounding. You use it to start a business, to purchase a car, part of a home down payment, because I had the Mortgage Bankers Association in the other day, and they said that they have a 70% fall off rate from people who start a mortgage application and don't finish it. One of the biggest impediments is $2,000. Families can't do the $2,000, whether it's for title insurance or some other payment. So I think that these things can be leveraged. Again, financial literacy has been one of our family's charitable endeavors over the past 10 years. So this is kind of a dream for me.
It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Introducing the heavyweight champion of the livestock operation, Case IH Farmall Utility Series Tractors.
Farmall Utility Tractors don't just outweigh the competition. They're engineered to distribute weight where it works, from the transmission, central housing, and axles to the differentials and final drives. So add some weight to your operation and go the distance with Farmall Utility Tractors.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Since releasing the text of this legislation has been mischaracterized in the press at times.
During markup of the farm bill before the House Ag Committee, Chairman G.T. Thompson.
And one of the most common misconceptions is related to the nutrition title, so I'd like to clear up any confusion about that now. Several investments across nutrition programs in 2024 bill were not able to be included in this bill due to budgetary constraints and the inability to have bipartisan dialogue on offsets. This includes several of my priorities, including exemptions earned from employment and training programs and from adult children in the household from counting towards SNAP eligibility. We also were not able to restore access to SNAP for certain formerly incarcerated individuals. Other provisions left out included crucial changes to strengthen program integrity and SNAP. Unfortunately, I was informed that none of these provisions were a priority of the ranking member, and that's why the bill before us today is different than a bill 2 years ago. And while we've not abandoned these priorities, more work is needed to ensure these investments are responsibly funded. It is irresponsible to move forward a bill that increases mandatory spending with no offsets. I also need to address the recent misguided reporting on conservation funding. Let me be clear. There are no cuts to the conservation title. Anyone saying otherwise is improperly analyzing the CBO score. Through the Working Families Tax Cuts Act, Republicans provide a historic investment into the permanent baseline of the conservation programs, an approximately 24% increase to the baseline. Legislation before you contains an increase across the board in conservation funding compared to the Farm Food and National Security Act of 2024 and the 2018 Farm Bill. While we were limited in the reconciliation process, this proposal includes the bipartisan policy improvements to assist beginning farmers, advance soil health initiatives, protect private forest lands, and fund advancements in conservation technology. This title is widely supported by farmers, ranchers, foresters, sportsmen, and the environmental community. There's a lot of good being done here in this bill across all 12 titles. And for the good of the people we represent, I encourage all of you to vote based on what is in the bill instead of based on what is not in the bill. The ranking members denounced this bill because it doesn't contain year-round E15, doesn't provide emergency assistance for farmers, and doesn't change the tariff policy. I'm very supportive of all three of those things. It's just not our jurisdiction. If we were to broach those topics, we would need to be not the Agriculture Committee, but Energy and Commerce, Appropriations, and ultimately Ways and Means Committee, and those are items outside of our jurisdiction. Not that I wouldn't like to see them get done in this Congress. Throughout the creation of this farm bill, it was an open and honest process. My door was open to anyone who had practical, actionable items for improving ag policy. Every member was given the opportunity to provide input, and if I didn't receive your priorities, that comes down to a breakdown in party leadership. However, this weather display has been a blessing in disguise. After hearing claims from over 300 Democratic priorities that were not brought forward, I was shocked, and when my outreach to identify this list was ignored, I took action. So over the last week, I've been able to work individually with many of my Democratic colleagues to hear priorities that were not communicated to me over the last 8 months of negotiations. I believe your dialogue will be fruitful for our process today. If you are disappointed a priority is not addressed in the text, please know that I understand, as the bill is missing many of my priorities as well. But we must not let perfect be the enemy of good.
Chairman, House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson. It's Agriculture Today.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This is Agriculture Today.
When we first stood up the program, made the announcement some weeks ago, we actually had a self-imposed deadline of when we wanted to start getting payments out of the 23rd, the week of the 23rd. We gave ourselves a few days there, but the week of the 23rd.
Richard Fordyce is Undersecretary for Farm Programs and Conservation at USDA.
Because of a lot of work of folks across the mission area working on whether that was policy, rulemaking, software, we were able to kick this baby off on Monday, the 23rd. And as you know, we were actually encouraging producers to get a login.gov account. And we had a surprising amount of those folks do that. And 72 hours into the program, we had over 35,000 applications that were signed by producers for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program that are now have now been sent to the payment system, and they're going to get payments here real quick.
So that's the FBA, but what about sign up for ARC and PLC?
So it really won't mean anything to the producer. We're going to have so let me back up. So there were provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill that raised reference prices, that added another 30 million acres of base acres. And so, you know, we have to go through the process of implementing that, do the rulemaking, set the policies and so on related to that. And so sometimes that takes some time. We will have all of the implementation of that done, in order for folks to sign up, you know, late summer, early fall, which is not going to put anybody in jeopardy that they will not have coverage, with ARC and the PLC program. You know, obviously it is later than historically we would be asking folks to, you know, enroll in ARC and PLC and make those elections. But it'll be, it is not going to put anyone in peril that they will not be covered and will not be able to make those elections.
He mentioned One Big Beautiful Bill, but Congress right now considering a new farm bill. Can USDA assist?
You know, when Congress does ask for us to provide technical assistance, we'll do that. But, you know, I think maybe looking at that, you know, potentially some loan limits on the FSA loan side, maybe some participation terms related to loans, you know, interested to see what that's going to look like. And there's some other things in there, you know, don't know what they might do related to some CRP things, but you know, certainly interested to see, and very supportive, encouraging Congress to be able to get that mini farm bill done, because I think it's important for the country. I think it's important for the industry that we do have a farm bill. You know, whether they addressed a lot of those kind of big ticket items in the One Big Beautiful Bill, still having a farm bill, which is, you know, law of the land, for agricultural policy for the next 5 years. And so anxious and certainly supportive of their efforts to get that done.
But with so many moving parts now at USDA, how to keep up?
One of the first things that I tell folks is stop by your office, stop by your local FSA office, stop by the NRCS office, talk to your crop insurance agent, see what's happening within those agencies, things that they ought to be aware of. Maybe there's a deadline that they need to be aware of. And then as we start to modernize, I think folks will start to see this one farmer, one file. They'll see that in action, operate and do work within those agencies. But the acreage reporting thing, I think they're going to see that too when they go to an acreage report. I hope they're excited about it as much as I am. It's going to be great.
It's Agriculture Today.
This has been Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
While it was projected that we would have that $50 billion agricultural trade deficit this past year, 2025, we actually were able to decrease that by $9.5 billion. So instead of the $50 billion deficit, we hit $41.5 billion last year.
Speaking recently at Commodity Classic, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
Deficit, still so much work to do. But after 4 years of that deficit just skyrocketing, we're moving in the right direction in a pretty significant way. We are hopeful and are forecasting that this year that deficit will be down to around $35 billion.
She says it's part of the plan to help ag and dig the nation out of debt. What else?
At the beginning of our administration, we had Elon Musk come in the door and offer to help us take America into the current timeline, the government especially. And so we really focused on a lot of things. We focused on the food stamp program, which is part of USDA, which is really ripe with fraud, and we've made a lot of progress there. But the team that came into the door at USDA to help us, we soon realized could be a game changer for this particular effort specifically. And as we realigned, and my biggest priority was to make sure that USDA returned to a farmer and rancher first constituency and priority, that this project became top of the priority list. And I'm just so proud of the entire team. This is the first time in USDA's history that a producer can apply for a program fully online. By the way, we also have a system where if you have issues, if there are, I've already had a couple people say, well, I couldn't sign my spouse up, I couldn't do this, that, or the other. We're working through all of that. But if you've had any issues, please email us at the FPAC IT service desk at USDA.gov. It's right on the front page of our website. But this is only phase one. I think some of you will be happy to hear that in phase two of our modernization, the acreage reporting system will be included. It's no secret that the acreage reporting in local FSA offices has been stuck in the past. Up until now, farmers had to drive to a county office, be handed a paper map, and then manually certify their acres every year with paper and pencil. Additionally, USDA's antiquated technology has resulted in FSA staff having to work in inefficient and unreliable systems, making a challenging job even harder. This spring, we will roll out an advanced acreage reporting platform that will allow farmers to file faster and easier and enable USDA to deliver programs and assistance with incredible speed and precision. We are working with our FSA county offices right now to pilot geospatial acreage reporting, the backbone of FSA programs. And once we've applied the One Farmer, One File initiative to acreage reporting, we will then expand again. Over the next 2 years, USDA will extend this modernization across the entire department. The goal is simple: eliminate redundant information gathering, reduce friction in every producer interaction, retire outdated systems, including retiring the 1,000 contractors working across 500 different platforms, and getting back to what we do best, and that's supporting you all, and give farmers a single, seamless, secure experience at USDA. So I hope that sounds good to everyone in this room. Our teams have been working around the clock for me to be able to tell you about this today.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. It's Agriculture Today.
Introducing the heavyweight champion of the livestock operation, Case IH Farmall Utility Series Tractors.
Farmall Utility Tractors don't just outweigh the competition. They're engineered to distribute weight where it works, from the transmission, central housing, and axles to the differentials and final drives. So add some weight to your operation and go the distance with Farmall Utility Tractors.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
When you talk to farmers or farm groups, people who buy groceries or nutrition groups, the message we hear everywhere is the same. American ag and rural communities are hurting.
Minnesota Representative Angie Craig, ranking member, House Ag Committee.
Despite the administration's claims, all is not well in farm country. Commodity prices are well below the cost of production. Farm incomes are declining. Input costs remain high, and farm bankruptcies are up 46% over last year. Americans of all walks of life are facing an affordability crisis, and much of this is the result of economic and trade policies enacted by this administration and enabled by Republicans in this Congress. Mr. Chairman, it didn't have to be this way. The Republicans could have rejected the administration's global trade war that's devastated family farms and businesses across the country for the past year. The Supreme Court has now affirmed what we already knew. Congress, not the president, has the authority to levy tariffs. The president's trade war has been illegal this entire time, and Republicans have given up their power. My Republican colleagues should have fought to expand domestic markets, not allow our largest trade partners to be pushed into the arms of our biggest agriculture competitors. And Republicans should have worked with Democrats to pass a five-year, 12-title farm bill. Instead, we are here to mark up a so-called skinny farm bill, the last pieces of the jigsaw puzzle of a farm bill. It didn't have to be this way. There are many policies this Congress could undertake to fix what bad policy and partisanship have caused. Despite making massive cuts to Title IV in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill and extending and modifying additional farm programs outside the regular process, Democrats entered into good faith negotiations with the majority. It was my sincere hope that we could agree on what we could agree on and leave out the more controversial elements of this bill that present issues for support for both some Democrats and Republicans. Today, we could move forward with the Farm and Family Relief Act. Today, we could pass year-round E15. Today, we could amend and remove the poison pills in this bill. Sadly, Republicans seem determined to continue down the partisan path, which leads us to the bill before us today and that we are about to mark up.
Former chairman of the House Ag Committee from Oklahoma, Frank Lucas.
Always remember that the minority has both the right and the responsibility to be the conscience of the body. And I respect that, to offer all perspectives, to look at every different angle. But the majority has the right and the responsibility to govern. Whatever legislative process that the leadership on both sides of our committee use, we have to believe it's in the best interest of moving the process forward for the common good. So let's all act like members of the House Agriculture Committee. Let's all focus on the subject matter. Let's all focus on moving product forward, the best possible product we can achieve. And if that best possible product is not sufficient, then everyone with their conscience vote accordingly. But let's not act like a half a dozen other committees of the United States House of Representatives.
Chairman of the House Ag Committee, G.T. Thompson.
And this is just the first step in the process. There's more work to be done, more refinements that can be made. And if we report this bill out with a robust bipartisan vote, we'll have a path to the floor where more improvements can be made. However, if we let partisanship get in the way, if we let perfect be the enemy of good and allow the momentum to stall, then our farmers and rural communities will be left waiting for another year for a long overdue farm bill.
It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.